What is going on? Welcome back to the No Sub Wrestling Podcast. This is your host, and AEW All Out 2021 just happened seconds ago. And, well, the show itself was pretty good, right? You know, I'm not a WWE, I am a WWE fan. I'm not an AEW fan. But this show was pretty good. The Lucha Brothers versus the Young Bucks, that was a chef's kiss of a match. Wrestling at its finest. It was beautiful. Best tag match I've seen since DIY versus the Revival. That was pretty much like the biggest standout. Ruby Soho showed up in AEW. You know, if that excites you. CM Punk had his return. It's basically a prolonged squash match of Darby Allin, essentially. I didn't like it very much. Didn't like the wrestling. It was 100% about the moment, right? CM Punk wrestling in person for the first time in 7.5 years. It's all about the moment. The main event was okay. There was a table spot in a no disqualification match. So, you know, get your rules together. Yes, I have to nitpick simply because of, well, look, it's crazy, right? The end of the show is ridiculous. So, Adam Cole in AEW, can you believe that? If I would have told you that 2 years ago, that Adam Cole would jump ship to the biggest competition in the world, would you have believed me? No, you wouldn't have. I can't believe it myself. I feel like I've said this before, but Adam Cole is my favorite wrestler right now, and probably of my teenage years, ever since he joined, I want to say, maybe the Kingdom, perhaps the Bullet Club. He's been my favorite wrestler on the planet, right? There was a brief Jay White spell. I still love Jay White, but it's mostly Adam Cole. And he arrives in AEW, right? All Elite Adam Cole. Man, I'm watching. I'm watching every week now. I am All Elite. I'm all in. But, they made a fatal mistake, right, with the debut of Adam Cole. They put him with the Elite right off the jump. You could have built to that, right? You could have had face Adam Cole in your company because the crowd was very excited to see him. That Bay Bay that they did was the loudest since that Survivor Series match against Pete Dunne, you know, where Vince was like, "Will anybody know the NXT champion?" And he had the biggest pop of the night when he did his thing. But Adam Cole arrives. They put him with the Elite immediately and have him turn heel immediately. I mean, heel Adam Cole is the defining character of this generation. There's no changing my mind, but you could have built to it. And furthermore, you could have had babyface Adam Cole, but I get why they didn't, because when you bring in a top heel, you need to bring in a top babyface, hence Bryan Danielson. Oh man, just what a night. AEW has literally changed the culture. This is a mass talent exodus, one like we've never seen before, or at least in the last 30 years, we haven't seen a mass talent exodus like this, right? A company built on the back of a WWE reject. Well, that sounds rude, but a guy who was constantly hitting the glass ceiling, grabbing brass rings, Cody Rhodes, right? A visionary. A literal wrestling visionary. Built on the back of him, he leaves. And now you've got Christian leaving after his return. Dean Ambrose, or John Moxley, he's better known as John Moxley. He was also grabbing brass rings. He was never going to be Roman Reigns. He was never even going to be Seth Rollins. So he left. And they built him. Chris Jericho. Then it ramped up to a new level with Christian Cage, Paul White, CM Punk. It's just Miro, Sting, FTR. It's crazy how all of these guys left the company and they arrived here, right? Malakai Black. And now you just pulled off the biggest trifecta signing, right, since the Radicals, probably. Adam Cole, CM Punk, Daniel Bryan, and Bray Wyatt's basically confirmed at this point. Right? AEW just moved the needle. They could move to Monday nights right now, and they would blow Raw out of the water in ratings. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. You put those 2 hours up against Raw's 3 hours, done for. Done for. Raw is smoked. Literally, smoked. They don't stand a chance. You can put them on Friday nights. They'd smoke SmackDown in the ratings. Right? Without even half this talent, they destroyed NXT, dismantled them, and that's the best WWE product on TV right now. Vince McMahon claims AEW is not competition. Well, they are after tonight. And you know, I subscribe to that ideology. Personally, I don't think that they could ever kill WWE, right? WWE is just so tied to the mainstream. They're just so tied to pop culture that it'd be literally impossible to destroy them forever. But in terms of a pure wrestling product, they could hypothetically be the best wrestling on the planet for the rest of time, right? Because you've got the roster. You've got everything. You've got the roster, you've got the funding, you've got the crowd support. You're putting on great show after great show after great show, right? Like, you're never going to get a December to Dismember from AEW. You're just never going to get that. They understand modern wrestling on a level that only Triple H and Paul Heyman understand. And now Cody, in my mind. You could say Tony Khan. Tony Khan's the funder, right? He's got the money. It's pretty clear that Cody's the booker. And Cody's a genius. So, yeah. I'm Adam Cole and Bryan Danielson on the same night brought into the company. Unless Kazuchika Okada shows up on Monday Night Raw tomorrow, there is literally no way WWE becomes better. AEW is the best wrestling on planet Earth right now. It pains me to say that, right? I am a professional AEW hater. It's literally my job. It's literally my job to hate AEW. But I can no longer. I can no longer. You heard it here first. No Cell Pro Wrestling is all in. We're all in. You know, if I could get a contract right now, I'm all in. But all that was a crazy show, okay? Crazy show with, it's all about the debuts, right? In that tag wrestling match. Other than that, it's a pretty run-of-the-mill show. It's no better than a takeover, but Those debuts, man, it's crazy. It's literally crazy. AEW just changed the culture, changed the business, and they're going to be around for a long time.